producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Right, we're talking with Marcos, who is with a therapist who was trained in a particular discipline, and he's feeling that her discipline is overriding his needs. And she was specifically trained in dream work, which lots of psychologists really like to do. And let me just say one thing before we look at the dream here, which is that I think it's really important that you don't compare me to your therapist, because I don't even sound like me in therapy. That what I do on the air I think is helpful, and it's clinically based, and I would hope that it's educational as well, but it's a completely different medium. In therapy, when I have people in therapy with me, I talk a lot less than I do on the air, because in therapy, silence is fine and a useful tool. On the air, not so much. You can't really just have time where someone's cogitating. I need to keep it. Dead air is a real problem on radio, whereas in therapy it's perfectly fine. So it's really important not to compare me with that, okay? Because it'll get you in trouble. It's just not helpful at all. So you really don't want to do that. All righty. So do you want to tell me the dream and we'll look at it?
Yes, Dr. Brown. So first, okay. I do believe in the actual science of psychology, and I do understand that, most of the behavior has an unconscious root.
Not all, but a lot does. Fair enough. Okay. Got it. Okay. All right.
And
so,
like I was saying, therapy has helped me, bring those unconscious to conscious and then be able to resolve them. So
good.
This was the actual dream.
Okay.
So I was 12. And I was having, this dream about this. We were in gym class.
Okay.
And it was three male friends and three male girls that we were playing basketball.
Right.
So I remember at that time that and it was like a whole replay of the same thing, but then it was just different, because I was not my 12-year-old, I was seeing things from my adult perspective.
Okay.
So I see that she, one of the girls, complained to the guys, and then the guys came and talked to me and said, they don't want you to play basketball anymore because they think there's some sexual thing. They think that you're touching them and things like that. And I felt like I was very, very saddened by it, because I was like, no, I was playing basketball, and I don't know, just playing basketball, and I feel, even just looking back at that situation, that was the first time I actually noticed a difference between the sexes.
Okay, so all right, let me ask you a question. So that was the dream that you were remembering back to something when you were 12. Did that actually happen, or was that just a dream?
That actually did happen, but now it was from a different perspective.
Right. Okay.
To where I kept after this whole thing happened, I went and talked to her, something that didn't happen, and I was just explaining, no, I don't know where you get this idea, blah blah blah. Trying to make her feel comfortable that was not what was happening to any of these three girls. Well, they were girls, they were 12-year-old. I don't know exactly what age.
All right, Marcos, let me stop you for just a minute. Why are you seeing a therapist at this point in your life?
So I always have seen therapists off and on, and I feel like it's important to grow.
Okay,
so
but is there a problem? I hear that, but is there a problem at this particular point in your life that you're seeking some relief from?
I guess it's more of the of being an introvert.
Yeah.
And at times I don't really think I'm an introvert. It's more like I just don't create these relationships because there's a lack of trust. So if I cannot trust a person, I put on a face, and even when, you know, when it comes to down to conversation, I don't share personal or not deeply personal stuff, but I just whatever that people try to make an assumption of, I just run with it and tell them that's what it is.
Okay, so it would seem to me that you talking about that dream is the basis of your discomfort about, number one, putting yourself out there, and number two, that of sort of worried of you sort of feeling a bit shy about putting yourself out there, and because you're afraid that people will misinterpret your behavior. So it would seem to me in this particular case that dream actually has some relevance. Why do you think it doesn't?
I just think it that there's no link to that. I would think that there's other things to explore other than this specific dream, because it has no actual significance. Even recalling it, there's no emotional attachment to just having had that dream or having had that experience in the past.
Well,
I think it has to do with yeah.
All right, go ahead. It has to do with what?
With being that I was an illegal immigrant for such a long time before, and how is it that you have to be in the shadows all the time?
Well, but look, it seems to me that's an incredibly powerful statement. Let me just try an idea out of you. Because believe it or not, I probably believe that your therapist was on the right track on this. But let me tell you, let me just give you some responses, and then you can ask me anything you want.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're making the assumption that if that dream was really important, that conjuring it up would be a more emotional experience.
Yes.
Which is not an unreasonable assumption. You're obviously a sophisticated man and sophisticated about therapy. But let me point out why that may not be the case in your particular situation. Marcos, it sounds to me that you've spent your whole life hiding. You were hiding for, I don't know which number in the family you are. My guess is that probably has something to do with it. You were an illegal immigrant, which meant that you had to hide. And that I don't know what your sexuality is, but it would seem to me at some point you felt that it could either be misinterpreted. I don't know what your body type is. I don't know if people misinterpreted what your behavior was. But it sounds to me that even before you were 12, you spent your whole life hiding who you are, where you are, what you feel, what you think. And that's a terrible burden, and it becomes even more burdensome. I don't know if you heard Debbie, who was the call who just preceded you, because the karma is a boomerang that gets my program ordered right, who was saying, well, gee, it's easy for everybody else to be a friend. And I'm saying, no, it's not. It's hard for everybody. But you've made a life of submissiveness as your calling card, as you have too, Marcos, and yours is even more submissive. Yours is even not only submissive by personality, but submissive by survival. That if people found out who I really was, they would send me away, or they would. So it's that all of us have, every human being walking around on the face of the earth, no matter how they present themselves, has the notion of somebody's not going to like me. And if they don't like me, they'll abandon me. And if they abandon me, I'll die. And it's just a basic part of humans, all right? But most of us don't have those additional burdens of being an illegal alien or an illegal immigrant, or look different. It's if all of us look different, or feeling our sexuality isn't what anybody wants us to be, which all of us feel, or feeling like our parents didn't love us enough, which all of us feel. Let me put you on hold and come back to this, all right? Because I think, believe it or not, you and your therapist may be on the right track. 855-99-3756-9. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking with Marcos, who has sort of a general question, number one, which is, I think if I'm correct in making assumption of... does a therapist have a right to superimpose, or is there a therapist have a tendency to superimpose whatever their philosophical view of psychology is on the client? And I would say, yeah, that it happens, because it's what you know. It's what it's kind of like. I mean, one of the ways I choose a hairdresser is I'll go and watch cut three people's hair, and if everybody's hair look exactly the same, I don't want that hairdresser because they're going to do the same one to me. I want someone who can adjust to the hair and the person and different styles. And it is a legitimate concern. In this particular case, though, Marcos, it sounds like you and your therapist may be, she may not have, you may not be giving her quite enough information to work on, but the idea in therapy is if you bring it up, it must be important. Now, it may be important primarily, it may be important secondarily, it may even be important as a diversion, but by definition, if you bring it up, it's on your mind, and if it's on your mind, that has some value. So that's kind of the underlying theory of psychology in general. So you hear that I'm a little less disappointed, I guess, in your therapist than you are. But you hear my concern that that your whole thing about making friends, I mean, friendship is really difficult. It's kind of the it's kind of the Wimbledon. I mean, look, we've got dating, which puts sex into it. We've got looking for a job that says, am I useful? And then we've got friendship that says, am I likable? So we've got those three issues in our lives, and not a whole lot more than that. So they're all big-ticket items, and if we feel that we're not okay, and especially if you've had a lifetime of feeling like you have to hide, friendship is going to be even more difficult for you than it is for other people. Even though everybody feels they're hiding something, you have some pretty major issues that are front and center that feel frightening and feel that you can't really be honest about them till you get to know somebody, and your tendency is not to trust people. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yes, I do understand that, but you know, I don't think I'm submissive at all. You know, I'm a healthcare professional. I
okay.
work in the ICU. I'm really confident when it comes down to doing the things that I do know. But
but that's not the same as friendship, is it?
Well, it's not, but I mean, I don't think there's anything specifically wrong in because you can't really trust every single person and every single person be on the same kind of level as someone that you do trust. Because I do have friendships that, you know, people that I trust, people that I know that, you know, they're confidential, that they're not that type of person that you tell them something, they're going to go tell some other person. It's just the overall feeling of trusting someone, and if I can't feel that, there will be a colleague, there will be somebody that I think I just know, but I just don't let them into my inner circle, if that makes any sense.
Well, but that seems to me a perfectly normal and reasonable kind of way of behaving. That I think that's true of most people. But I mean, if you're feeling like you need to go into therapy about it, then it presumably is weighing more heavily on you than just that.
Oh no, it isn't, and you know, I just think it's good to look at these issues and grow from. You know, not just be stagnant and constantly remain the same, but, you know, change certain things. I know that there must be something because...
All right. So look, independent of your therapist, what mm-hmm. if you decided that instead of my default position being I have to hide, that people are not,
yeah.
are dangerous, if I tell them what's going on, that your default position is I'm going to approach people that I don't know as neutral, that I'm neither going to trust them or distrust them, but I'm going to go in and maybe I will even have some minor kinds of things that I will confide in them and see how they respond, or I will ask them questions about themselves and see how willing they are to confide in me. And if they're willing
yeah.
to confide in me, then we can kind of trade off pieces of information. So what if we changed your default position from one of I'm an illegal immigrant, you know, people may misinterpret my behavior. If I'm friendly to guys, does that mean that people are going to assume that I'm gay? If I'm friendly to women, does that mean that I'm hitting on them? That you suspended those...
See, that is one of the issues that I do get uncomfortable to a specific level when I speak to certain, you know, females, that I just try to be so, to make sure that I'm not that they don't feel like they're in a dangerous situation when I'm around. And I know that's illogical thinking because I don't think that's what's going on through their mind.
Well, but I mean, so maybe what you could do is try treating. I give this advice to women all the time.
Yes.
Pretend that this guy that you like is a woman and see
yes.
where you get. And just, you know, that if you treat her as somebody who you might like, that, for example, if you met a woman that you thought was nice at a party, you might say, gee, would you like to get together and have coffee? And you can say that to a man as well if you treat him like a woman. So the idea being that you can treat women as you would a man, of saying, gee, do you want to watch the basketball game or something? That, Marcos, part of the point of therapy is to practice ideas in a safe place where no one's going to judge you. That's really, if you boil everything down into therapy, that's really what it is. And you may not practice the behavior itself, but you practice thinking about the behavior and how you would play it out if you were going to play it out. And then you take it out into the real world and you play it out. It's kind of like having, so you're an ER doctor or ER nurse?
No, ma'am. Registered nurse.
Okay. So when you were doing your clinical rotations, presumably you had a supervisor. And you would talk with your supervisor about, for example, how to do, I don't know if nurses do spinal taps, how to draw blood. Okay?
Yes. And I have the full assessment.
Right. So you would talk about it. You would read about it. Then you would talk about it. Then you would go do it. And then you would come back and talk to your supervisor about what happened or what didn't happen. And so therapy is really the same kind of thing. It's saying, okay, let's think about why this is a problem, why I'm worried about it, where that worry may have come from, what are my options here, and what happens if I try these out, and we could talk about it. And then I could choose the option that seems the best or the most comfortable or even the scariest and try it out and then come back and talk about it. So the idea, it would seem to me, about therapy is not that your therapist is right or wrong. Your therapist is just there to kind of help you hold your hand while you're assessing what your options are. So if your default mode has always been distrust, try trust on a minor level and see what happens. Let me give you a chance to think about it and respond, all right? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Kid, this facility is like a ship. So how do I keep us on course without micromanaging every detail? Easy, with Grainger. Grainger's online tools help give me the visibility I need. I can shop, order, and manage all our activity. Oversee purchases, control costs, all while you guys get to order what you need when you need it. I run a tight ship, kid. I run it with Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Learn more at Grainger.com/online purchasing. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, Marcos, I just wanted to give you a chance to respond. But again, it sounds to me that that you and your therapist, you know, may have a fairly productive relationship going on. It doesn't mean that you have to be passive in therapy, but to understand if it's on your mind, that becomes part of the therapeutic situation, and arguing about it or discussing about it may be very useful to both of you.
I see. So I have talked to her in specific about it. I just think at times she just gets hyper focused on things that I don't perceive them as having significance.
Well, I mean, look, You're the consultant. It's your money, and so you get to decide if this is a therapist that's useful for you. But one of the possibilities is in any other kind of discussion, you can say, okay, I hear that you think this is important. I think it's not. And the question is, am I resisting because it's so important it's scary, at which point we'll come back to it, but I'd like to talk about something else right now. And that's part of what you're allowed to do in therapy.
Yes, and I do understand. I just wanted to get somebody else's opinion, like you. You know, I've been listening to you since it was 1-800-544-7070, and you know, I do trust your opinion because you every single, you know, like when I have the time and I do listen to the show, I do see that you do give your, you know, a brutal, honest answer. And sometimes I, you know, especially being with a therapist and being that, you know, they're being paid that at times I have, you know, told specific therapists that I have had to just be honest with me. And I sometimes just don't feel like there's that very honesty because either they think that if they tell me something, I'm just going to stop going to therapy.
Well, if you have a therapist that you think is being honest with you, I think that you need to change therapists. That presumably a therapist needs to put your needs before their own. And granted, that's their livelihood. But you don't keep people in therapy because you need the money. You don't con people into staying in therapy because you need the money. That therapy is an important ethical endeavor, and that if you're not focused on if you perceive that your therapist is not focused on your needs, you need to find a different therapist. In the same way, if you feel that your physician is not focused on your needs, or your lawyer isn't, or your dentist isn't, or your hairdresser isn't, that's your option to say, this isn't being useful to me at this moment. And that's what therapy has to be useful.
So
it doesn't have to be instantaneously. Pardon?
So you think I'm being just resisting and not?
I don't know. I don't know.
Mechanism.
But one of the ways of finding that out is to say to your therapist, okay, at this moment in therapy, Marcos.
Yes.
What would you like your therapist to do?
Just to help me understand if my behavior in doing this is obviously is abnormal. But
you don't care about abnormal. You care because normal versus abnormal is not a very helpful notion in therapy. What you want to do if it's normal for people who grow up in Belfast to get under the table when a car backfires, you don't care if you're not in Belfast. So you don't care about normal, abnormal, because that's going to be context sensitive. What you care about is useful or not useful. So if the reason you go into therapy is either because something is making you really unhappy and you don't know what to do about it, or something's making you really unhappy and you know what to do about it, but you can't make yourself do it. Those are the two reasons to be in therapy. So if right now you're feeling that you're doing something that's not workable, what you need to say to your therapist is, this is not working for me. I need you to help me figure out other ways of behaving. Why? We can get to some other point. I need for you to have a pretty behavioral approach to help me figure out. And the question may be, can you help me find a different approach? I've told this story before of having a client who came in who'd been with me for a while. And she came in one day and she said, I want to stop smoking. And I said, well, if you'd come in 2 weeks ago and said, I want to stop smoking, I would have referred you because it's not what I do. But I happen to have had this experience with Wayne Dyer, and so I will cut it short. I just said, so just don't put the cigarette. I told her the story, which took a while, which I'm not going to do with you. And I said, just don't put the cigarettes in your mouth. And she threw the cigarettes at me, but she didn't smoke anymore. So a therapist can only do what a therapist can do. So ask your therapist what you need to do for the next appointment is to say, here's my problem as I see it. Can you help me figure out different behavioral approaches?
Mm-hmm.
And if she says yes, then you stick with her as long as she can do that. If she says, no, that's not what I do, then you can say, that's what I'm looking for right now. Can you refer me? And it's as simple as that.
Well, do you think she would help? She's able to help me because her branch of psychology, she is psychoanalytic.
Ask her. Mm-hmm. Not everybody could do everything in therapy. So ask her. But you're the client. You're the one who says, this is why I came in. This is what I want to get out of therapy. Can you help me with this? And a good therapist, an honest therapist, will say yes or no. Yeah, this is, I can help you, or no, let me refer you. Because most therapists, I mean, we're in the business to help people, and we don't want to take somebody's money and have them not make any progress. That's not a moral thing to do. So ask her. Okay?
Okay. Well, thank you very much for your time, and I really appreciate your input in helping me kind of see it in that with different glasses.
Good. All right, Marcos. Go talk to your therapist. See where you got. Call me back if you need me. All righty, Karen, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm just calling because I'm just wondering what I should be doing with my husband. We have a son who has high-functioning autism, and he's also a twin. So there's been a couple of occasions where my husband has said in front of him, if he's being unreasonable, my son, that is, he'll say to him, okay, you know, autism boy, get in the car or something, you know. And it's kind of like, or he'll say, you know, autism is great, like with some sarcasm or something. And I just don't think at their age and at any time he should be saying stuff like that. But I also think me saying something like, don't do that, that just makes it worse. It makes it more, you know.
Fair enough. Okay. How old are your sons?
They're going to be 7.
Okay. When your husband says, okay, autism boy, get in the car, how does your son respond?
He's like, he doesn't even care. I mean, honestly. I mean, well, you know, I don't think he even really registers with him. Honestly.
Okay, good. How does your other son respond? How does the twin respond?
Well, he responded poorly because I said something, because my other son said, yeah, it's autism is great, or he just kind of repeated what my husband said. So I'm like, well, look what you did now. Now he's saying it. That's ridiculous. And so then my son, my other, you know, the son that said it, said he got upset about it. And so then he started crying because I was mad. And he thought I was mad at him. And I said, no, I'm actually mad at your dad because of what he said. And that was not mine.
See, all right, you've just done a really nice job of clarifying what's really going on here. Have you and your husband ever talked about that whole issue of autism, just the two of you or the two of you with a therapist?
Well, I mean, we have, and most of the time, the severity of the autism is not very pronounced, I guess.
Do you think your husband loves your autistic son less than the non-autistic twin?
No, I mean, I think that because he's very smart, so, I mean, he's always, like, bragging about how smart he is and everything. So, I mean...
Does your husband say how smart the autistic... Can I have a name so we don't call him the... I don't... Because I'm being your husband now, the autistic one. Let's call him Arthur, all right?
Okay.
Does your son say to Arthur, gee, you're really smart? Does he praise him?
Yes. He does.
All right, so we've got four issues here. One is, does Arthur get upset by the term autistic boy? I don't know. I think you'd have to ask him. And maybe that's something that your son and your husband could have a discussion about. Because there is no one who can tell your husband more poignantly how it feels than your son.
Okay.
Because if you say to your husband, that's a really terrible thing to say, your husband's going to say, well, it doesn't bother him, or you're the one who has the prejudice, or he thinks it's okay, so it's not going to work. Let me put you on hold. Let's stop at this point and then finish it up, all right? So hang on for me. 855-993-7569. Don't worry, folks. I'll tell you about DVDs tomorrow. Always have time for them. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And BuySellMakeOffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Nowadays, there are millions of people with old smartphones, iPads, tablets, you name it, just sitting around collecting dust. And if those are improperly disposed of, well, they contain unsafe toxic materials harmful to you and the environment. But now, these devices can be used as a painless way to help support your favorite GCN shows. Visit DonateMyCell.com. Donations are tax deductible, and if you donate 10 or more devices, you'll receive a special free gift offer. That's DonateMyCell.com. DonateMyCell.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking with Karen, who's got 7-year-old twins, one of whom we're calling Arthur, is autistic, and a husband who says, okay, autistic boy. All right, so as I said, the first person we need to talk with is, and hopefully your husband. But, I mean, in theory, I suppose you could say, tell me how that feels. Now, understand, by definition, autistic means not as attuned to other people's responses as kids would ordinarily be. All right, so that's number one. The second is to ask his twin how he feels about it, because, believe it or not, his twin may be resentful of it because it means he's getting extra attention or whatever. So the family dynamic of what is it, as you know, being, or hope my suspicion is, you know, that being a twin is an enormously complicated issue. And when one twin has gets attention for special behaviors, it can really undo the balance. So, believe it or not, Bart, who's Art's brother, may be more upset by it than Art. But right. But that means that Dad is making a mistake here.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Number three is your response to it, which is really uncomfortable. And we've got twins, and we have to differentiate them, but can we differentiate them on the basis of something that makes them feel happy about themselves rather than unhappy about themselves, or doesn't make the other person? Is there a better way that we can differentiate? And number four, and perhaps the most complicated, Karen, is your husband's feelings about his sons. And it's amazing how often men feel responsible for problems that their kids have. And you think, well, we live in a society that is so maternalistic in terms of kids' responsibility that dads go off to work. But it's amazing, if you really scratch the surface, which obviously I do since I'm a therapist, that dads feel, well, you know, I had one too many beers when I was trying to conceive, or, I feel I don't love him as much, or I feel that I'm less patient with him, or reminds me of when my dad would be angry with me. So it is an issue, but it's a much more complicated issue than just, does Art respond? Because does Art respond? Does Bart respond? It clearly makes you uncomfortable, which is going to undermine your marriage. And perhaps the most complicated issue is, what is your husband really saying about it? So believe it or not, where I would start is with your husband. I would take him for a walk tonight. And you hear me all the time saying, when women need to talk to men about important issues, especially that have anything to do with emotions or even a faintly critical kind of statement, don't do it face-to-face. Doesn't work. Do it side-by-side. So go take him out for a walk and say, you know, I talked with Brown about it, and, you know, this is, I think we need to talk Art about it, about Bart about it. I don't want to be mad at you about it all the time. But before we start on any of this, before we talk to Art or Bart, tell me what you feel about this. And I promise not to judge. I promise not to tell you you're wrong. I will try really hard not to cry. But if I cry, it's just because those are feelings. I'm not trying to make you feel anything. Tell me what you feel about it. And then maybe you need, and you may even need to start telling him what you feel about it, because there's no such thing as parental non-emotional involvement with our kids. We just are, whether we want to be or not. And our pride and our guilt and our sense of, gee, if I'd only done something different, or sometimes I just feel so frustrated. I've told the story before of talking with a friend of mine, of saying, we're talking about having children, and a person is very much involved with dogs and said, well, you know, I don't know that I could be a parent, because as much as I love the dogs, I've thought a lot of times about just leaving them beside the side of the road. And I said, oh, every parent feels that way. I felt that exactly that way about my kids sometimes. You just don't do it. But it's not that you don't feel it. You just don't do it. So you and your husband, because the two of you are the core, he needs to be clear about what's really going on for him. You need to be clear about what's really going on for you, so the kids don't feel that this is a way of dividing and conquering, because kids will do it because they have so little power that the idea of making their parents go at each other becomes oddly seductive. And all of us did it as kids. And our kids will do it. Then we start with Art and Bart. But the two of you need to have a clear understanding of what's really going on here. And it may be that you can do it with a walk. It may be that you can play him the podcast. But that's the place to start. And then, because my guess is that it affects Art much less than Bart. It affects Bart less than you. And it affects, believe it or not, you less than him. I think your husband is having some real trouble here. And his verbal manifestation is just the tip of an iceberg. But the two of you are going to be parents for those kids for the rest of your lives. So you might as well get it sorted out.
Well, just on a side note, and I mean, this is a big side note, but we're 2 months in sobriety right now. So that's a whole other larger issue.
Well, but it's certainly not coincidental, is it?
Right.
But so good. So a lot of stuff is going to come out now, isn't it? That didn't come out because you could drown it in alcohol.
Yeah.
You could submerge it. So it might as well, and this is a positive thing. This is, instead of, and you going to your husband and saying, look, instead of me yelling at you about this, can we talk about it? Can we talk about what your feelings are? And if I'm sure you have some feelings too, and I'm not going to ask you now, but you have them. And tell him about it. Maybe if I had taken one more vitamin pill, or if I'd, not been quite so tired when I was nursing them, or all the kinds of things that are perfectly common with parents, regardless of the kid, regardless of what the diagnosis is, regardless of anything. Because the two of you are really the basis on which Art and Bart are going to learn a whole lot of stuff. Now, you're not the exclusive, but you're the basic. And so, and the two of you coming into sobriety is going to be, it's going to be a challenge for both of you, not only for Art and Bart, who are going to have some adjustment issues because, you know, when mom and dad were, you know, I had to avoid dad on this time or hangovers or whatever. I mean, kids know, right, even if we think they don't. But the two of you have a whole bunch of real estate to cover. So you might as well start your sobriety on a basis of honesty and we're in this together and we're a team, as opposed to no matter what I do, she criticizes me or she doesn't have any sense of humor. So let's start this with something, because if there's anything the two of you are going to argue about, it's kids and money and in-laws, right? That's where it's going to all start. So let's get one of them underway. Just because of the three, it's probably the one the two of you can manage the most, if not comfortably, at least the most, in the most balanced way. Because money is something that the two of you have had already come to the marriage with. In-laws are something you already came to the marriage with. The kids are something that you did together. So on that level, it's a more level playing field than those other two minefields. So you might as well start there.
Right. Okay. Great.
All right.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. If you need some help, you know where to find me.
Okay, great.
Alrighty. At 855-993-7569. Well, we've covered, geez, Louise, everything but rock and roll today, which we'll do tomorrow. All right? Don't worry. I know that you guys are desperate to hear what DVDs that are out this week. I know I can hear you panting, but don't worry, we'll get them to them tomorrow. Alrighty, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care, as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.